Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Today is Wednesday, August 21st. We're back here, and I'm here not alone anymore.
Hey.
Aura's here this morning, joining me yet once again for a great show. We don't have a guest today, but so it's more of us talking shit. And we'll see what happens.
I can do that all day.
Can you? How's it going? Anything new?
It's going well. It's going well.
Do you have any big plans for the weekend?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go to, I have to check out a pool. I'm a pool person. I like water. I like pools.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much I like pool party. If it's a party, I usually don't go inside the pool.
Really?
Just because so many people are in there. I don't know what the hell they're doing.
Oh, come on. When are you ever going to go into a pool alone? You know, there's always going to be people.
You can go alone. It depends what kind of party. If it's a party and there's like a million people in the pool, I'm not going to go inside.
Yeah.
But I'm a pool person. I like pool lakes. We talked about how much.
Do you go to pool parties at hotels and stuff too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm all about the parties. I don't drink much, but I'm all about
it. You don't have to, yeah.
Yeah. I just know, it's California. It's sunny. It's nice. You hit the pool with some friends. Have a good time.
That's true, yeah. I don't know how people do those parties in Vegas because it's so fucking hot outside, you know.
Oh, yeah. But
those are good pool parties, you know,
yeah.
From what I heard. Never been to one, though.
I mean, it's a Vegas party.
Yeah.
Everything you can
expect.
Yeah, just
by the pool, music, drinking.
Expect from that.
Yeah. I guess not a lot, right? Well, I've been doing some research. I think I'm going to go for a couple days out of town because I need to. I need a break.
Yeah.
So for the weekend, I might go to the Kern River, which is near Lake Isabella, which is about 3 hours from here. So it's not too bad.
Yeah.
It's about northeast of Bakersfield, about an hour from Bakersfield. And I've never been there, but I heard people saying it's great.
Really?
So I looked it up, and campgrounds and everything. But the thing is, I'm not going to go to a place to camp if I haven't seen it first and explored it a little bit, you know, scout the place. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go there now. Stay at a lodge or something overnight just for a place to sleep. But mostly we're just going to look for places to camp and things like that. So that way next time when I go, I know where to go.
Are you a big camper?
No, but I want to
like
be.
You like camping?
I used to
love it. But let me tell you, like I used to love it. I used to camp all the time. You know, Israelis, and even in Israel, people camp a lot.
Yeah.
It's good weather. It's kind of like California. But not anymore. Now, like, I want, give me a nice bed. Give me, like, to go, goof around.
But it's only a day or two. Come on.
I know. Well, once you're in it, you like it.
I think it would be nice with sleeping bags and a tent.
Stuff, well, once you're in it, you like it.
Probably.
But when you're in your comfort here, I'm like, I don't know.
Too much of a hassle, right? I know. I'm
but
like
once
that
you're
too.
In it, you're like, oh, this is cool. This is nice.
Yeah. No, I really miss nature and I need it and there's nothing nearby here. So you figure you're going to go a little far and maybe find something, you know, find a
There's actually a river next to Glendora that I was this weekend.
Right.
You know where Glendora is, like 45 minutes away.
Really?
Yeah. There's a river. It's not big. It's like you sit in it. It goes until like your stomach or something. You sit in it with the glass of whatever you like to drink and you just enjoy the day and you come back home.
Yeah, that sounds good too.
Yeah. I can look it up for you and tell you exactly what river it is, but it's different because when you camp, you detach. Sometimes you need that, you know, detachment from.
Exactly, you know. Let me look up river near Glendale, okay? And we'll know once and for all. We don't have to wait until you find out.
Glendora.
Oh, Glendora.
Yeah, it's like 15 minutes from
Glendora.
Glendora,
okay.
Yeah.
Let's see what.
It's in the mountains.
Okay. So that would be, I don't know, Little Dalton Wash? No. East Branch River and Lake information for locations. No, nothing stands out at all here.
I can find out.
Yeah. It says the rain created rivers of mud. Maybe that's what you said.
I was definitely not saying the mud. Let me ask my friend. She took me. Let me ask her.
Maybe it's just a stream that doesn't really have a name, you know? It's probably not a river.
Let me tell you something. That's
maybe
what
San Gabriel River.
That's what I was joking with her, because I said, listen, Israel, like we don't have a lot of rivers. Like if we have a river, it's the River of Jordan. You
exactly.
know? Here, like there's so many things. Most of them, you don't even name them. You're like, yeah, there's a river by that. You know?
Yeah, one river.
it looked a little bit like the River of Jordan. Like it had the rocks and everything.
Right. Yeah. Right. The Jordan cool. River is cool.
But it's not big. It's very small. Yeah. It's like an afternoon.
Yeah.
Enjoy an afternoon. With the water. Right. Very refreshing.
It's
going
to be a long time before I do go there, because those flights just kill me. I have no plans on going there anytime soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those flights kill me. You know, maybe if I break it into two or three legs, you know, it would be easier.
I don't know. People say that with long flights, but for me, that just makes the journey longer.
That's true, but
it's just
not
two long flights.
No, but
instead of one long flight, get it over with, take a sleeping pill, go to sleep, wake up, you have 4 more hours. You know, do that,
and that's something. Yeah.
I don't want to go on the plane, go off the plane, a connection, wait, go look for...
No, but I'm thinking like staying overnight in places. Like you make it a trip, you know?
Oh.
So you stop in like Toronto or something for a day or two.
Yeah.
Or you stop
I like to know that if it's a nightmare, I'm going to do it once.
Right. Get it over with, right?
Get it done with.
Yeah,
get it done,
true.
Son. Have you... heard about what's going on in Instagram with everybody posting this load of crap.
About what?
So apparently there is a hoax in Instagram that everybody is posting this picture of... it says, don't forget, tomorrow starts a new Instagram rule where they can use your photos. Don't forget deadline is today. If you're on Instagram, even our listeners, you've probably seen it. One of your friends has posted this.
Yeah,
you know, there's
it.
A big panic. Guys, it's a hoax. It's like people like to do viral things, like to spread viral and you
usually
see what happens.
Through fear, you
nothing
get to do that, right?
Nothing is gonna happen. The Channel 30 News Instagram update hoax is back as celebrities including Judd Apatow and Beyonce's mother began to share the fake warning on August 2019. So guys, it's a fake, whoever's listening to us, it's a fake warning. It's a load of crap. Sorry for my language.
Right.
But, and all this, every time you see messages like this, this is not a legal document in any, even if it was true, you
right,
can't just
you posted
post
it.
You can't, this is insane to think you just post a picture with a bunch of text on an Instagram and you're legally.
Yeah, they can't touch you, right?
Guys, come on. Stop this nonsense. Stop it.
Instagram is too fucking important for people. I don't understand.
No, people's information is important. And so people
no, I
have
know,
been,
but we give it too much attention to Instagram, period.
I tell you what, I feel like the public has been kind of, not traumatized, but they have been hurt by, you know, especially Americans, by what happened with Facebook and the election and stealing information. So people are freaking out, right? But you have to understand, guys, they're going to do it anyway. They have your information already. They have your pictures. They have everything. They already sold it to the Russians once with the election. We're already fucked. So there's no point of posting any kind of dumb pictures right now because it's nonsense. It's nonsense. Guys, we're good. It's all good. It's a hoax. And then people start looking for Channel 13. It could be hundreds, I don't know, of channels. You know how many Channel 13s there are?
Right.
So please, guys, don't panic. Have yourself a good day today.
Yeah, get a
we're
cup
good.
Of coffee.
Get a cup of coffee.
Relax.
If you see one of those messages, you're good. Everything, I won't say everything is good in general, but, you know, it's a hoax.
Yeah. Even if it wasn't, what does it mean? What does it mean?
Nothing.
They're going to use your
it's
pictures.
It's not a legally
they
it's
my
not
pictures.
A legal document.
No, but still, I mean, you're part of that site. Then
dude,
you're signing away your
so
privacy.
People are so foolish. People are so foolish. So you download this app to make your face looks older.
Right.
This app by Russians. And now, and every, just because, it, I was like, the Russians are brilliant because they know Americans love entertainment and they like silly shit, right? I was like, let me make this app that's gonna make you look like you're 75 years old. And actually, what's happening right now is they're gonna have your data until you're actually reached that age,
right? Yeah, so, they have your picture now, and they can connect it with your name and all
these
your other
apps
data.
Are the worst. The it's not even Instagram and Facebook as much as these like little apps, right. Because all the Facebook and Instagram, which is actually the same company, have more of a legal. Every company has a legal bound, but like all these little apps, they're so small. It's harder to monitor them,
right?
Than monitoring a big company like Facebook. So I would actually be aware of all the little apps.
I see.
They want to take your face, right. Take your information. So every app that I download in the beginning, it says, so the phone tells me this app wants to take you, and then shows a list of what is the app gonna. What information does it want access to?
Right.
And most of the apps, when I read this, I'm like, no, thank you. I feel like it's the little apps, but.
No, it's true. I mean, there's so much scamming going on. You know, I mean, every other day I get like messages on my phone. We're going to serve you papers. You got to call us first, blah, blah, blah. It's like, that doesn't happen.
Who are you people?
Nobody calls you before they serve you with papers.
Who wakes up in the morning and decides to do these scams?
Well, yeah, they try to scam you. So today I thought, why did I erase the message? Next time I'm going to save it and actually call them back. And I want to see what the fuck they are about. I want to see who that is.
Yeah.
You know, why are you wasting my fucking time?
You know, I got a message from my computer once from this company MacKeeper. Uh-huh. If you ever get a MacKeeper message, don't trust it, don't download it, don't call them, don't do anything. It's just a virus.
Right.
Usually coming from going onto porn sites. Right. So
it
what
can get
you
there
do?
Anywhere, even if you click on emails.
It doesn't matter. And I thought it started making my computer crazy and stuff like that. Yeah. So it is the worst.
Yeah.
It's the worst. I'm like, oh, no. It freaks you out because they put all these messages and they...
I know. That's why you got to back up your shit, man. We still haven't learned.
And it's important to stay calm. I think throughout this whole thing, it's just important to stay calm and not...
Yeah.
Not
well, how do you still stay calm if someone takes over your computer? You know, it's pretty, But... That's what I'm saying. I mean, the only way is to back up so you can erase all that shit and rewrite it, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You don't have to back up everything, but just the data, you know? I mean, the apps you can reinstall, stuff like that. That's on computers as well as on devices and phones and stuff. But regardless, you know, I mean, it's crazy.
So
all these marketers and stuff, marketers, I don't care. But when they start calling you and they call for somebody else, you know, because like, for example, if I look up your name, there's websites that have like public records, right? So then they connect your name with other people's names. So like your exes, your kids.
Really?
Yeah, what? They can find. You can look it up anywhere.
Wow.
Yeah.
If you go
on Google, they got all these like People Finder, all this stuff. You just put in your name. And they'll probably find you, you know, if you've been here long enough.
Wow.
And then they'll connect, they'll put like possible relatives.
That's crazy.
Right? So
that's crazy.
They're trying to reach my, so they're not even calling me, they're calling my ex-wife. We have papers for her, you got to let her know, we got to serve. I'm like, what the fuck? Get off my phone, you know? So I'm like, so maybe I'll call them on the air.
Yeah,
you
we
know,
should.
We'll call them on the air.
One day we should call them on the air. Be
yeah,
like,
let me see if I can recover this message. We can call them. Fuck them, man. Because
fuck them.
Yeah, I want to know once and for all what the hell's going on here. You know?
Yeah, I mean.
Deleted messages. Let me see. Okay, this one.
I get a lot of. But you know, with the iPhone, it tells me scam likely. So I can, most of these calls, it says scam. Like the iPhone, the iPhone already categorized it, and then I don't answer.
AT&T does that.
Oh,
I did
a mistake. I was looking for medical insurance,
right?
And I did the mistake of writing down my phone number in one of these sites to for this to call me and give me the offers. And ever since, my phone has been bombasted.
Really?
With scamming and, you know, all these agents and,
Wow.
I didn't, but it was my mistake. You know, nobody made me write the number.
Yeah.
But it was, just know, guys, you put your number in there and they sell it or they transfer. I don't know. They give it away to thousands of companies that sell health insurance.
It's, yeah.
And they're going to call, sometimes they call you 5 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to put my phone on silent. I don't like to put my phone on silent because I like to put the alarm. So now it's a whole thing.
Right. It is a whole fucking thing. Yeah. I mean, this is such bullshit, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, here, let's listen to this. Yeah, hold on a second.
I have messages on Thomas Gardina.
Okay.
I was giving you a third and final call in regards to the delivery of legal documentation that was placed here in our office. Attached
what
to
the
your
fuck?
Name and social. I do have a request to get your signature on a certified notice of intent.
Should we call them?
Yeah. Well, let's fuck with them.
Yeah. She left me a file number, too. What do you think? We should fuck with them?
If you want to. I got your back.
So call the main number, not the number she gave me, right? The number she called from.
Yeah.
That might be a good idea. Who can we ask for? Maybe we should just put them on, like, you know.
Put them on air?
Yeah.
That's funny.
But I would have to prepare this. I mean, I would have to sort of like, because I want it to be serious. So I would call, say we have we have a lawsuit pending against you. We'd like to talk to you.
Yeah.
And, you know, put them on the defensive.
Yeah.
But I have to be prepared of what to say, you know, because otherwise they'll pick it up right away. But pending a claim that was being filed against you. So let me plan on calling these people and we'll do something about it once and for all. I want to put them in their place, wasting our time and our effort and money and everything, man. So, in other news, okay, so yeah, so I'm going to probably, if I don't find someone to go with me on the weekend, I'll be damned if I don't go by myself. I went to fucking Oregon by myself. I went to Arizona by myself. I went to Mammoth. I do like my time alone, you know,
yeah,
and sometimes you just can't get people to go. So you say, fuck it, what, I'm not going to do anything just because you can't go?
Yeah.
Right?
Just go.
Yeah, so just go. And get some nature, man. I'm hungry for it.
Really thirsty. I need it you know what? Even living in LA, I talked about it to a few of my friends lately, and we were like, you know what? The key to living in LA is every so often, get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Get out of LA.
You gotta,
go, right? Go fly somewhere, drive somewhere. Stay a couple of days outside of LA. I like to go to Topanga. Sometimes I go to Malibu just because it's close and I like the woods and stuff like that in Topanga. But just go.
Right.
Go.
Yeah.
Go and you come back fresh.
Yeah.
Because there's something about it because it's weird. I can't put my finger on it. The weather's good. The people's nice. I can't put my finger why, but something about LA can be draining at times. And you have to go and kind of like recharge, come back. Right?
It takes a lot out of you, I think.
Yeah,
definitely. But Malibu and Topanga don't cut it for me anymore.
Really?
I've been here 40 years. It's too familiar, you know?
Yeah. You need somewhere new.
Familiar, yeah.
You need somewhere new.
So we'll see. You know, it's in the plans somehow, sometime in the future. But for now, I'll just have to make trips suffice, you know, and go and see what we can enjoy in places. And if I can find a good lake or a river, I'm happy.
Yeah. Did you buy floaties?
Floaties.
Yeah. What are you gonna do in the river? I like to be in the floaties, hold my glass of whatever it is I like to drink.
Oh, in the floaty.
Yeah.
But a river is gonna carry you. Where are you gonna go?
Yeah, you go in a river, go down.
Yeah, to where?
I don't know.
Yeah, who's gonna bring you back? It's not like a lake, the river moves.
Yeah, that's true.
But I enjoy hiking too, you know, I mean not miles upon miles, but hiking, you know, in the woods and, you know, yeah, anywhere, really.
Yeah.
So, that's what I miss.
Yeah.
Did you hear that a pit bull mauled a 9-year-old girl in Detroit, man?
What do you mean? What's mauled? Like bit?
Killed. Like
what?
Yeah, like.
Oh my god.
Yeah, like mauled is like chewed her up.
Oh.
Like that, you know.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
where in Detroit?
Detroit. Yeah.
Wow.
And I don't know why people keep talking about. Pit bulls being okay. I mean, I'm sure many of
people,
them are.
You know, and I feel like I think in Israel they're banned. You have to, if you have a pit bull, they have to be with a mouthpiece, and they have to. There's certain rules. You can't have pit bull run around. Like there's certain rules and regulations just for that dog.
Right. Right.
And other dogs that have shown to get aggressive. Not all of the pit bulls are aggressive, but. It doesn't matter. Is even if you have a few, you're gonna make a rule for all of them because, obviously, people matter most.
Right.
more than animals.
Yeah.
In terms of like, yeah, you can't bite someone until they're dead.
Right.
You know, that's not something you can do. It's 2019. What the fuck's going on here, guys? You can't. Yeah. What? What happened? She was walking and.
No, I don't know. I think it was neighbors or something, you know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, in a separate place it says that her father argued with the dog's owner last week. So.
Oh, yeah, he probably told him, get that dog.
Yeah. You know, get it away from my daughter. And now look what happened. But
you know, that's
yeah,
horrible.
But we don't know the whole story. I don't want to, like, just talk about it. But the fact of the matter is. Is that I noticed when you try to, when you go to like dog shelters and stuff, it's mostly all pit bulls. Nobody wants them. So why are people breeding them? You know, why
are
they?
I don't know.
You know?
And then, you know, it's horrible. The breeding industry is horrible because in the end, you're just breeding all these dogs and they end up killing them.
Right.
Because nobody wants them and they can't be in the street because they're a hazard, obviously, if they're aggressive or violent, something like that. So they just euthanize them. Yeah. So it's just, why would you do that? Why'd you stop? You should stop breeding all at once. It's a bad industry, but especially dogs that are a hazard.
Right, that people don't want.
Yeah.
You know, people take them back. That's why they're in shelter.
I was a dog bit me once when I was a child. He bit me in my lip and
tore my
lip, and surprisingly it was a golden retriever. So these are like the nicest dogs ever, and I love golden retriever. I guess I don't know. I was a kid, so maybe I played with its eyes or whatever.
Yeah.
But it bit me ever since. But I love dogs, man.
Yeah.
I love dogs.
Yeah.
I love dogs. We always have a dog.
Really?
Now I don't have a dog because I live in a studio, and I don't think it's good for to have a dog in such a small space.
No.
The dogs need yards. They need to run around.
Yeah.
You know.
Unless it's a small dog, you know, but they can stay in the house. But still, you have to take them out. You have to do this. It's a lot of responsibility, you know, which I don't have.
And then people, they get dogs. They don't take care of them. That's how sometimes dogs get aggressive too.
Right.
Because the dog's neglected. Mm-hmm. It takes the character of its owner, which is maybe sometimes a lot of times they beat them up. And now the dog is also aggressive. It goes and bites someone.
Right. That's probably what happens, you know?
Yeah.
So Larry King, do you know Larry King?
No.
Okay, he's been around forever. But that's because
of course I know Larry King.
Yeah. He's 85 years old now, and I guess his latest wife, his wife, Sean, she's 59, and they've been married for 20 years. And this is his seventh marriage.
Oh, wow.
And seventh divorce.
So he is rich.
Not only is he rich, but he's...
You can afford seven
marriages,
divorces.
Right? Well, he's very big. I mean,
he's
huge.
He's very good.
But the thing is that... why do you marry so many times?
Maybe it's a hobby now.
Yeah.
Seven times, you can mark that as a hobby.
I guess. A repeat offender.
What do you like to do in your spare time? I get married.
Yeah, serial marrier.
Yeah, but it's not too bad to marry this guy, I bet, and then later get the settlement
get
or whatever.
The money, yeah. But did you ever look at him? My God, to get in bed with someone like that.
He's 85. Can you give me one attractive 85-year-old guy.
No, even when he was younger, he was never attractive.
That's funny. Yeah,
she married him. He was 65.
How old was she?
And she would have been 39.
Right.
She's 59 now. So 20 years ago, she would have been 39 and he was 65.
That's
39-year-old marrying a 65-year-old.
That's fine.
Yeah.
She's 40 years old. He's 65.
Yeah.
Men are different, you know. Men can have kids until they're older.
That's
so
true, but it doesn't mean the woman is attracted to them.
I mean, she's 40 years old. 39, yeah. That's 40 years old.
Right.
So,
that's
I don't
a
know.
15-year difference.
I mean, the guy has a lot of money and he has he's a
wait
persona.
Wait a minute, not 15, 20. Wait, we said
she's
39.
40. He's 50,
so it's 25 years, yeah.
That's not
25-year difference.
I see a lot of couples like that today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I see a lot of couples like that today. It's.
I sure hope I find myself a 30-year-old. What the fuck? You gotta see what I have to choose from on the dating apps.
What dating apps are you on?
I don't mean to be mean, but you know what? Women in my age.
Are they catcalling you, catfishing you? Is that how you call it? You know what's catfishing?
Yeah, I do.
That's what they do to you?
No,
Sam?
No. They don't even like me. Nobody likes me. I don't match with anybody.
Well, really? What
I
apps
used to,
are you
but
on?
Not anymore. I think maybe because I wrote down I'm a conservative. And nobody in California wants it. But I thought I'm going to fucking put it anyway. I don't care.
Yeah, conservative.
You know? Let me find someone I can actually talk to.
Yeah.
So
that's you think that's why?
Well, maybe that's one of the reasons. I mean, but in the other one, I didn't write anything. No, I don't think that has to do with it. I'll show you my profiles.
I want to see the pictures. Let's see the pictures.
Yeah, the profiles, the pictures are decent. But I get absolutely no luck whatsoever, you know?
Upgrade you, like, you gotta write some nice things, like a sales pitch,
right
you gotta you gotta have some game there.
Yeah, but you gotta see
what
I'm
kind of pictures
do
you have,
you know?
What kind of pictures do you have?
I'll show you. They're not bad pictures. What do you want to see, on Bumble or on Hinge?
I don't know, but wait, what's the difference?
There's two apps. One is Bumble, and on Bumble if you match with a woman, only she can start the conversation.
Okay.
So a guy can't
That's
start
nice.
A conversation
That's
there, right?
Nice.
So let me find my profile. I'll show you. Okay, well, where's all the pictures? Okay, hold on a second. Okay, here's the pictures. Take
this
a look.
This is your pictures.
These are my pictures. All right, they're not bad, right?
No, they're not bad.
Right. So what the hell is the problem? It's not the pictures. The problem is, let me tell you, I know what the problem is. There's a million men.
There is a million men.
And there's less than, you know, probably like 20% are women or something. And
yeah.
Then what happens is you go.
It's not just, let me tell you something. I have girlfriends that are on Tinder and all these apps.
Uh-huh.
And there's something about, it just cheapens. It really cheapens the whole process
because
everything is so easy and there's so much to choose from.
Right.
And that I feel like it's hard. And many of my girlfriends have deleted these apps. They're like, you know what, this is not working. But I know one of my girlfriends, she got married.
Right.
She met her husband through the app. So,
right.
You know, you never know.
That's what I'm saying. Look, I mean, yes, they're not, you know, they're about swiping right and left and people realize they have a big selection and everything, and they don't need to stop by and check out your profile. But the bottom line is, it's a conversation starter. It exposes you to a lot of people, so you can actually meet people you would never have met before. So and if you hit it off, you don't stay on the app. You go to text and calling. So
yeah.
It's not a big deal, you know.
Yeah.
But it's just the fact that. You spend time, you go, you look at the profile, you look at a picture, you go, great, swipe right, swipe right, swipe right. Nothing ever happens. So, I mean, and this is not normal. I mean, it used to be that I would connect.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'd have like two, three I'm talking with at the same time.
Really?
Yeah.
So did you change something?
No, nothing. Just my age has changed. I'm a year older. I'm telling you, nobody's looking for 59-year-old men right now.
Oh, I didn't know you were 59.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You don't look 59, that's for sure.
Thank you.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
No, but I'm 59.
I wouldn't say.
And who's interested in my age? Come on. Only women in their 50s.
Do you have to write down an age there?
Yeah, you have to put an age.
You have to put an age.
Yeah, in all the apps. Uh-huh. Yeah, wouldn't you want to know how old the person you'd be dating is?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, but I'll look at the pictures.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know in the profile, it says the name and how old.
Right.
Yeah.
And where you live.
It's funny. It's like you always want to know how old the guy, how old the person, how old the woman is. Like, how long do I have to fuck around with them?
Right. Exactly.
Are they going to die on me? Or some ladies, once they're older, it's like, how long until this guy dies?
Yeah, exactly.
And then I get his money.
Yeah.
You want to know what's the deal. How many years do you have to be in this contract? How many have to be in the years you have to be in this relationship for the better and the worse, right? There's apps that you want them to die.
That's true.
He's like, let's see. He's about, let's see. Larry King, 85 years old. I mean, if I marry this guy, I bet it's 2 years I'm going to get half his shit. Mm-hmm. Oh, he was married. He was married 7 times already. Mm.
Yeah.
That's an easy one. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's true. That's true.
But you know, I always say, I had this joke once when I say, you know, my friend was trying to get me on all these like Jewish dating apps. And I was telling, I was like, listen, you would never catch me on any of these apps. He was like, wow, what's going on? I was like, listen, all these Jewish apps in your phone, if you think about it, in the wrong hands, they're nothing more than a very efficient Jew tracker. Well, you can track the Jews within the mile radius. It's like a GPS for Jews. It's a GPS, Sam. It's a GPS.
Okay. Apparently, you thought about that one already.
I thought about that one already. I used to do that joke in Jewish conventions, event bar mitzvahs, guys. You can book me.
Yeah, might as well promote yourself. Right?
They say promotion never dies.
Yeah. That's true. So a couple of other things here. First of all, Heidi Klum, I guess, showed herself topless.
Well, that's nice. In a picture,
a topless honeymoon picture.
Nice.
Oh, who's she in a honeymoon with? Oh, it's this 29-year-old.
I thought she was with Seal. Wasn't she with Seal?
No, they've divorced a long time ago.
Oh, really?
So she quietly married the 29-year-old musician Tom Collins in February.
Oh, wow. I like that, Heidi, marrying a younger guy.
Yeah.
There you go. Why can just guys do that? I like it. You could go get it.
Right.
Get it. Get that young.
Yeah. let me see the picture. They're not putting it on there, but let me see if on Instagram I can see it. Oh, wow. It's pretty. She's covering the nips, but it's still.
I mean, she's a model. This is just funny because she's a model. I bet she took so many pictures with clothes that are. She was rocking down runway and her nipples were showing on a fashion show.
But they're saying she's a mom now and all that stuff.
So what? So what?
She's 46 years old. She looks great. You know,
she's 46 year old. She's looked better than most 20 year olds.
Yeah, you know.
Why not?
But there's always trolls gonna make you feel like shit. You know.
Yeah. Don't make women feel like shit, guys. This is a good time for women, you know. Just let them do whatever they want. Why do I have to see guys' nipples all day long at the beach? Why is that cool?
But why do people feel they can judge these things? You know, I mean, what the hell? You know, leave her alone.
Like people are so
like they're saying to her, "You need to hit the gym, grandma."
That's mean, guys.
Right?
Don't be mean.
Yeah,
people on the internet are still people.
Yeah,
still
I'd like
people.
To see that guy that wrote that. What he looks like?
Don't be mean, guys.
Right?
I mean, you know, internet trolls are always going to be there. And you know what? If you do put your picture out there half naked, you do open yourself for that kind of criticism.
Right.
That's something to be said. But, you know, these are people.
Yeah.
I'm sure that after so many years in the industry, she developed like a resistance for trolls.
Yeah.
You know, after so many years, you just don't read the...
That's true. You
read
don't the really com- care about
You don't,
about
you don't
it,
care
right?
about it. She's... Yeah. Dude, she's hanging out with a good-looking 29-year-old. She doesn't give two shits about you.
Exactly.
Trolls. She's living her best life. Look at her. Oh, my God.
I know. Yeah, it's hard with all these critics and shit, you know.
Yeah, it's. I don't think she gives a lot of, you know. Yeah. She doesn't care.
Doesn't give a shit.
No.
Okay.
No. Heidi, we love you. Congratulations.
Yeah, exactly. Keep showing us your titties.
Keep showing us your titties, girl.
Yeah, let us see them. So I guess this came out that The Matrix is going to get a sequel, another sequel now. Have you ever seen The Matrix?
I've seen all three. Really? I love them. I'll tell you what, the other two weren't as good as the first one. It's usually like that when they have trilogies, you know.
Yeah, but they fucked up the last two. That's for sure.
I mean, it could have been better. That was such a revolutionary movie, the first one. I watched it. Was like, what?
So I think the first one was the best because you didn't know what to expect.
People still reference it. Right. You're living in the Matrix.
Right. No, I know. I do. It's my favorite movie.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it's just the cool design, the production design, the costumes, you know, the special effects, the story itself, you know, all the references to philosophy and everything else.
Yeah.
And if you ever noticed in the movie, many of you may not have noticed the Wachowski brothers, who are now sisters. Mm-hmm. You know, they changed their gender.
Right.
They're two brothers who made the movies. So apparently they decided to use a lot of reflections in the movie. Mm-hmm. So, you know, where if you remember, there's a spoon.
Yeah.
And so you see reflections on the spoon. Right. And there's sunglasses.
Yes.
There's mirrors everywhere. You'll see.
Yeah, a
lot
that's
of reflections.
Definitely repetitive in their visual language. Right. Now that I think about it. Yeah.
Yeah, you'll
sure.
see. Well, next time you watch The Matrix, pay attention and you'll see a lot of reflections there, and which I like. I like reflections. I don't know why, but I do. I used to do 3D animation and stuff, so I would always play with these things.
Oh, what software
really
did
understand.
You use?
Well, I did this 25-30 years ago.
Oh,
you have to understand all the tools today, like Maya and 3D Studio and all that. Those were not even existing at the time.
Right.
We had to play with like toys, man, in 1990.
Well, I'm going to definitely check out The Matrix when it's out. Does it say when is it out? They're just shooting it right now? Is it pre-production?
No, they just announced it.
Oh, they just announced it. So it's probably pre-production.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Maybe they just signed.
I wonder who's going to be the cast. I mean, will we see Trinity?
Trinity is going to be there, and so will Neo.
Oh.
I don't know about the rest. We'll
see. Maybe they'll get a divorce by now.
Why, did they get married in the movie?
They were together, right? There were these lovers. They were together. He saved her. He put his arm in her. You remember that scene? He put his arm in her heart and he made her heart beat again.
Yeah.
Maybe they have a kid. I don't know. What's going on? Like, it's been years. I want to know what's going on. Are they having fights now? Yeah. Are they like...
I'd love a prequel, actually, because the sequel showed there's nothing to show after that. You know? Show me something before, baby.
Yeah, before.
Right? I mean, now it's like all machine world. It's like, what else can
we're
you
already
show
in
me?
The Matrix.
Right.
You have to be so avant-garde now to just get... Because the first one was so avant-garde. Like, you really have to top that. And you had the critics telling you stuff about the second two. So you're going to have a fourth one. You really have to bring it, I feel.
Maybe they will. We'll see.
I hope. I'm gonna check it out for sure.
But it's going to be probably a couple of years at least.
Have you checked out Tarantino's one?
Not yet. I'm dying to.
I want
to
go.
I haven't gone to the movies in a while, though. But I do want to see that. And The Lion King, too.
And The Lion King. My friend told me she cried. And she was like... yeah. She told me it's the exact... It's exactly like the cartoon.
Which is good, you know? I mean, they just made it so the animals look real.
I can't
real.
Watch it in that scene where they... I can't do it. Really? I'm the type of person that cries. When
then
something
cry.
Said in then the cinema, I don't want to go pay. I don't want to pay 19 whatever dollars that is to cry for 15 minutes. I have enough of that. You know, I don't need that. I can just have the regular life experience.
Come on, but it's an emotional.
No,
moment.
Yeah. I'm gonna go check out Tarantino's one. I don't want to cry. The thing is with me lately, I like movies. I like light stuff. I think that's why like comedies is. It's kind of like back and it's good because sometimes people just want to see something light, something fun.
Right.
I'm not trashing by any means all the other genres, but lately, you know, even when I open up Netflix, just give me something funny. Yeah. I just want to see something funny, something light that I can fall asleep.
Enough with the guns and chases and everything. Right?
Yeah. But, you know, thrillers are, I think, the number one most profitable genre.
Which ones? Movies.
Is it like a horror?
Oh, horror films?
Horror films, action films. Yeah, they're still number one.
That's true.
And they make the most money.
Yeah.
People like those scary films. People need stimulations, I guess. There's nothing like a horror / action / fantasy to give the viewer that kind of stimulation.
That's true, yeah.
You know? Hmm. Yeah.
Do you ever watch Vanderpump Rules? You know, with the restaurant and stuff. I don't know what the hell it's about, but I never watched the show, but I've heard of it. And I guess there's a restaurant in the show, right? In a West Hollywood restaurant.
Uh-huh.
And it's called, where's the picture here? It's called Sir, I think. And so this woman complained that she was poisoned by the food there and vomited and defecated in the restaurant because of it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're
what
saying,
did she eat?
I don't know, but they're saying this never happened.
Right.
So what are you going to do, you know? I mean,
food poisoning is a bitch.
Right.
It's the worst thing to have. And I remember one time I had food poisoning. I was so upset. Yeah. I was so upset about the restaurant. I wanted to bring them down. So upset. Because, you know, you're going through a rough couple of days.
Yeah.
And you're like, they did this to me.
Take a shit in the restaurant.
Whoever didn't wash his hands, you want payback, you want revenge. You know, but sometimes they just want money and they fake it. I don't know. You see, this is the problem. And, it all goes back to with the fake hoax thing on Instagram and all these people call it fake news and stuff like that.
Right.
The era of hearsay, which was, 100 years ago, of people be like, hey, did you hear this happen? Of gossip now became like the news because when there was regular newspapers that you could sue someone, there's one entity that have advertised false information about you or about whatever it was. There's one company that you can sue.
Right.
Now, any individual in this world can write whatever the hell they want to write and, you know, frame it nice and design it nice like it looks like legit. And then people start sharing it. And now it's news. And now you make something that's completely untrue real.
Right.
So there's this whole discussion of, like, how could we know in this era of so many bogus information that's been going on. This is like a forest of illusions in a way. What is true and what is false? Because, you know, people sit in their room with their phone and that's their window to reality.
Yeah.
Right?
People don't ask where did this information
come from. They don't know. Right? They don't actually go to Syria or to the Amazon forest to see, are they really cutting down the trees? Are they not calling it? Who died? Are they going to... you don't know. So
you don't know. And that's why there's so much controversy about the media.
There's so much controversy. There's so much controversy. I feel like in the dumbest shit go viral. I'm fine with that. I like that the dumbest stuff goes viral. Because if it's funny and if it's dumb, people like it. I think it's entertaining. It's fine. But there's so much power in that. Because you can change a culture's reality just by spreading a lie.
Right.
Something that's not true.
Right.
So it's something to be talked about. You know, people say, fake news, whatever. It's not whatever because it could change the future. The people's opinion, obviously, it happened once with the elections, right?
Right. Yeah. That's why people don't know whom to trust anymore.
Right.
Know? Yeah. So in other news, I guess this couple got irritated because they got the receipt in the restaurant and there was a... So I guess under table number, instead of putting the table number, the waitress put table colon old people, you know, like to describe the table, old people.
Oh, shit.
To probably the other people, to describe it to other coworkers or something. You know?
Why? That's
but
the
yeah,
way.
Why not put the table number, right?
Listen,
so
I'm working.
They
I'm,
got irritated, this old couple.
What?
Yeah.
I feel like that's bullshit. Like, I worked as a server when I was, I remember when I was 18, I was in the army, you know, you get a job. I worked as a server multiple times. I never put any words. You get this is table 34. That's yeah. that. It's so weird to me because that's how you work for months or whatever the amount of time. You know that's table 34. You right, will not change right. it because it's easier.
Right.
Because you know table 34. Why the hell would you put
old people there?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if to even believe that. What is this website news?
Right?
What is this website you're getting this from?
No, because I'm getting the weird news because I'm
the
like
weird news.
Yeah, sometimes I can't believe this is news. That's why I bring it up. What do you want me to say?
Yeah, that's funny.
You want to talk about San Francisco banning plastic bottles at the airport?
What? Wait, yeah, can you say
no,
that again?
No water bottles at the airport in San Francisco anymore. They banned plastic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What?
I've been to this other airport and they did something new. I know that they don't, that they, you have to throw the whatever drinking bottles and the security check, right? That's
right.
something we know. But lately, I went on this airplane and they had me throw a soda that I bought in the duty free after the security check. So right before I went on the plane,
right.
I'm in the duty free. I buy a soda just to have. I like to have a soda on the flight, so I don't have to ask. I don't like to keep getting the flight attendants to pour me my soda. I like to come with my own bottle
right.
and drink whatever I want. You know, so I buy I buy some Sprite usually before every flight. I like to have a bottle of Sprite. They had me throw it.
Really?
And I was like, why do you have me throw it? I've passed security. And they gave me some bullshit excuse. And you know what? I don't believe that. Mm. It's just because this was a low-cost flight. They wanted me to
purchase.
I don't know. But I was irritated. Let me tell you. I was irritated. You take my Sprite, you're going to get... We're gonna get into it.
I don't like
people taking my soda, man.
Yeah.
Don't take my soda. I just bought it. It was full. I bought it for the flight. I was like, you really need to let your people know.
Yeah.
You can't just have people buy stuff. You just wasted my money. Why didn't you tell me?
Yeah.
And then it's so annoying because you have to call the flight attendant and she pours you in this stupid fucking bullshit glass. And then with the little table, and it keeps falling. It's dropping on your... it was the worst. It was the worst. Yeah. Sorry for cursing so much.
No, it's okay. But what I don't understand is how in California, there's so increasingly more things you cannot do. And especially in San Francisco, you can't vape. You can't drink water in a bottle. You can't have plastic straws. You can't have this. You can't have that. It's like... What the fuck, man? What can we do here? This is supposed to be a liberal city, you know?
Right.
And they're banning everything. And I don't know. I just think it's like kind of righteous thinking, you know? Like,
I saw a funny somebody wrote on Twitter. Oh, you know, after they ban plastic straw, I'm just gonna, you know, stir my drink with an assault rifle.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Hey guys, this makes no sense.
The bullet, yeah.
I just, you know.
Yeah. I know. Well, people say all kinds of things. All right, folks. Well, this is it for today. We're going to wrap up. Tomorrow, we're going to have a band here.
Woo-hoo!
They were going to send 6 or 7 people. I told them that's too much. We can't handle it. So we'll probably have 3 rockers here today, tomorrow.
Oh, I like
that.
That
should be fun.
I like that.
And as we get closer to the weekend, I'm feeling better. Lighter on my feet.
That's good.
So that's pretty good.
That's good.
All right, Orr, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us. We'll see you all tomorrow.
Listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.